mismo, la lápiz soy yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la lápiz soy yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la lápiz soy yo. Ya mismo. All right, okay. Welcome to Super Rich God, the voice of God. This is your host, Bishop Ricardo Show. Hallelujah. Today we have a very, very exciting, wonderful message for today, especially tailored for you. Amen. For us. Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. The title for today's message is Understanding the Blessing. Do you like blessing? Psalm 35, verse 27. New King James Version. Let them shout for joy and be glad, who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Hallelujah! Tayong lahat po ay pumikit. Let's pray. Let's bow down and pray. Hallelujah! And give Him thanks. Aming makapangyarihang Ama, Panginoong Heso Kristo kasama ng Espiritu Santo, salamat po. For today, we will understand the blessing. Lord, thank you for you. It give you pleasure to see your children, your servant, prospering. Lord, today, I decree and I declare that everyone who attended this session today, everyone who understand the meaning of the blessing will receive it right now and be exceedingly blessed by God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen! Hallelujah! Nagbibigay sa Diyos ng kagalakan, ha? Kapag ang kanyang mga lingkod ay pinagpapala at pinasasagana. Amen! Job 8:21. He will once again fill your mouth with laughter. Hallelujah! Kailan ka huling humalakhak at na hilariously na natuwa at nagalak. Hallelujah! He will once again fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shout of joy. Hallelujah! So it is clear that God want to bless His people. He blessed Adam before anything else. He blessed Noah. He blessed Abraham. God's intention is to bless. Shout hallelujah. Let us look more closely at Abraham's blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Paboritong-paborito ko ito. Pitong blessing. This is our legal spiritual right na blessing na pinangako ng Diyos kay Abraham. At tayo ng mga lingkod ng Diyos na tumanggap kay Kristo, tayo ang tagapagmana ng mga pinangako ng Diyos kay Abraham. Yung legal right mo bilang tao, ang lakas natin, hindi tayo pumapayag na madungisan ang legal right mo. Pero pagdating sa legal spiritual right mo, bakit hindi mo pinaglalaban? Bakit hindi mo kiniklaim? Bakit hindi mo kinukuha? Sabi nga sa Matthew 11 or Matthew 12:11, since John the Baptist up to now, the people of God suffer violence and the violence take it by force. Hallelujah! Tanggapin mo ang legal spiritual right mo na mapamana ng ating Diyos. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. Dalawang parts po yan. Ang God's part, may tatlo. Ano yung God's part? Pag binasa mo yung Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Number 1, I will make thee a great nation. Ang bansa mo ay magiging tanyag. Number 2, I will bless you. I will bless thee. Ikaw ay pagpapalain ko. Shout amen to that. And number 3, I will make thy name great Your name will be famous. Your name will be great. Ikaw ay sisikat. Ikaw ay babantog. Ikaw ay uunlad at makikilala. Ikaw ay itatanghal. Come on! Shout hallelujah! Palakpakan mo si Lord. Hayaan mo. Ikaw, one audience lang naman tayo. At ang Diyos ang ating nakakarinig sa akin. Come on! Give Him praise. Give Him clap. Amen? Let us look more closely at Abraham's blessing. Our part. Ano naman yung our part? Get out of the world system. Dependence upon the old economic base. Hello? Huwag kang tumingin sa mundong ito. Huwag mong ang ekonomiya sa buhay mo, ang kinabukasan mo, huwag mo ilalagay sa ekonomiya ng mundo. Amen? Number one, fear or love of money. Hallelujah! Meron ka bang fear of God o love of money? Amen? Ang pera, darating lang yan. Wala yan, bariya-bariya lang yan ng Diyos. Oh, itong mga gold, mga necklace ko, mga asfalto lang po ito sa langit. Amen! Hallelujah! Number two, I will bless you, give you a new economic base. Bibigyan kita ng bagong economic base. Ha? Sa langit ka, umaasa sa kaharian ng Diyos ka, umaasa ng blessing, hindi sa world economy. Number three, you will be a blessing. Ikaw ay i-bless para maging blessing ka sa ibang tao. Amen? Oh, grabe. God planned to raise up for Himself a people who would be identified and called by His name. They would be His chosen people. Sino yun? Tayo yun. And He would be their God. Upon this chosen people, He planned to pour out His blessing and prosper them above all other people upon the earth. Shout hallelujah. And in this verse, Abraham had a divine appointment with God. It was a moment of spiritual destiny. God called Abraham and gave him a directive and a promise which demanded a response. Amen? As a result of Abraham's faith and obedience, God blessed and prospered him. Even while he was in Egypt during a famine, God used Pharaoh of Egypt to prosper him. When he left Egypt, he was a rich man. Genesis 13:2 and Galatians 3:16. Anong sinasabi dito sa Galatians 3:16? Remember the royal proclamation God spoke over Abraham and to Abraham's child. God said that His promises were made to pass on to Abraham's child, not children. And who is this child? It is the Son of promise, Christ Himself. Amen. And we inherit all promises of God. We Christian, we the born again, are the one to inherit the promises of God. In Galatians 3:29, and if you belong to Christ, then you are now Abraham's child and a true heir, tagapagmana, of all His blessing because of the promise God made to Abraham. Shout hallelujah! Galatians 3:29. Amen. Galatians 3:16. Amen. And Galatians 3:29. Amen. Tayo na tumanggap kay Kristo, tayo na sumusunod kay Kristo, amen, ay tagapagmana ng mga pinangako ng Diyos kay Abraham. Amen. But remember, those promises are based on the condition of going by faith to all nations. That is the context of Abraham's life. And those are the condition for us walking in that same degree of blessing. Lot's wealth came from his association with Abraham. Kaya pala lahat ng dumidikit sa akin, lahat ng sumasama kay Bishop Carding, pinagpapala kasi we are the heir of Abraham. Hello? Wealth came from his association with Abraham, who had so much. His nephew, which is Lot, his nephew, hallelujah, was able to prosper as a result, just out of the overflow. Lot felt his wealth was a result of the world economic principle operating in his life. Akala ni Lot, dahil sa mundo. The same thing is true today. USA think the US or any first world country, they are blessed because of them. They think they are blessed because of themselves. But the more you push God out, the less of His blessing is poured out. We are blessed because of identity and purpose, our association with God in His purposes. Lot looked to the world and lose out. Naubos. He got the blessing, but it became a curse because he looked at the fruit instead of the root. In Genesis 26:1, Isaac sowed during the time of famine and reaped 100-fold. The land was dried up. The heaven were closed. There was no rain. Yet Isaac sowed seed, nagtanim, expecting a harvest, umaasa sa pag-ani. Why did he sow during famine? Isaac did not sow according to the natural condition he faced. He sowed according to the promise God gave him. He sowed because he knew God was faithful to his word. Because of famine, Isaac had gone to Gerar. God appeared to him and told him not to go to Egypt, but stay in the land. God promised, Genesis 26:3, dwell in this land and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all this land, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. Amen. Obedience. Activate your faith. Sumunod ka sa pinagagawa ng Diyos. Meron nga akong kaibigan. Eto, nasa aking paligid lamang. Kung siya po hindi nakinig sa aking mga payo, at sasabihin niya ay wala ng buhay, ay hanap na ulit ako ng ibang client, hahanap na ulit ako ibang mapagkakitaan, nawala sana yung mga opportunity. Amen? Sabi po sa Genesis 26:12-14, then Isaac sowed in that land, nagtanim pa, and reaped in the same year 100-fold. Grabe. Kung kumikita ka ng 1 million, 100-fold, that is 100 million. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. And the Lord bless him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possession of flax and possession of herbs and a great number of servants. Ano po ba yan kung sa ngayon he had possession of flax and possession of herbs? Marami siyang sasakyan, marami siyang equipment, at marami siyang alalay at empleyado. So the Philistine envied him. Kinainggitan siya ng mga unbeliever. Genesis 26:16, and Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we. Grabe. People will be envious of you. Yan ay nakasulat na. Kaya yung ating mga pagpapala, huwag lagi natin ikukwento sa iba, kung hindi rin lang ang Diyos ang mag-glorify. Dahil wala pong natutuwa kapag ikaw ay sumasagana, ang tao po'y naiinggit. According to the Word of God. Genesis 26:16. Yes. And Isaac obeyed God. He did not look at the dry, parched ground. He trusted God, and the Lord commanded His blessing upon Isaac until he was the richest man in the country. Genesis 31, 6 to 9. I will continue. King Abimelech asked him to leave because he had acquired so much wealth and position. So in Genesis 26, 16, 100 fold returned during a famine. The crop was worth much more. He could purchase flock, sheep, mababa. He had an abundance of servants. He had the manpower in famine. We can prosper in a financial recession if we are stewarding the blessing. Sa kabila ng COVID, ang mga pastor left and right nagtetestify, nakapagpagawa sila ng malaking church. Even we at team ministry, sa loob ng crisis, nakapagpatayo kami ng malaking katedral. We will have His supernatural provision and we will be satisfied and filled to the full. Genesis 31:6-9. You both know that I have worked as hard as I could for your father, but he cheated me. He has changed my pay 10 times. Si Laban po ito. But during all this time, mga kapatid, bago ko ituloy ito, ikaw ba bilang Kristiyano, na-experience mo ba ng many time na short change ka? Gusto kang isahan? Gusto kang ma-take advantage sa iyong mga pinansa, mukhang ikaw ay talo sa inyong partehan? Marami ko ng karanasan yan. But listen, ulitin ko, you both know that I have worked as hard as I could for your father, but he cheated me, sariling kamag-anak. Dinaya siya. He has changed my pay 10 times. But 10 times binababa ang pay niya. But during all this time, God protected me from all of Laban's trick ng kanyang tatay, ng kanyang biyanan. At one time, Laban said, "You can keep all the goat with the spot." Lahat na may spot, sa'yo yan. Eh, kukunti ang spot, puro puti. So they were all mine. But then Laban said, grabe, all spot, naging kanya. So hindi pa rin nakontento sa panlalamang si Laban. But then Laban said, I will keep the spotted goat. Iba na, yung spotted ng sa akin na kambing. You can have all the striped goat. That will be your pay. Dahil alam niya, mas marami yung spotted. After he said this, all the animal gave birth to a striped goat. So God has taken the animal away from your father and has given them to me. Purihin ng Diyos sa kanyang salita. Amen? Ibig sabihin, kung titingnan mo sa mga partehan o may mga nagplaplano ng masama sa iyo na gusto kang isahan, pero ang Diyos ay kasama mo. Ang Diyos ay kasagpi mo. Hallelujah! Ang lalabasan sa huli, ikaw ang pinagpala. Amen? Laban could do nothing to stop this transfer of wealth. They intended to harm you. But remember this, God intended it for good. Purihin ang Diyos sa kanyang salita. Tayo po'y manalangin at tayo'y magpuri sa Diyos sa kanyang kapangyarihan at sa kanyang pabor na binibigay sa kanyang mga anak. Understanding the blessing. Ikaw ay anak ng Diyos, ikaw ay tagapagmana ng mga pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham, at anuman ang plano ng kaaway sa iyo, laging ang favor ng Diyos ay para sa iyo. Lord, sa oras na ito, kami po'y nagpupuri, nagpapasalamat sa mga nakinig ngayon. Naintindihan nila ang meaning and understanding the blessing. Lord, firm kami, bold kami, confidence kami na kami ng mga anak mo ay pinagpala mong tunay. The blessing is overflowing in our life. Receive the blessing of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. With thanksgiving, everybody say, Amen. God bless you, and see you again. Shalom, shalom.
lalapit sa iyo. Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa iyo. Siya mismo.